Welcome to the OCR GCSE Physics Study Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important and frequently examined topics in the Forces in Motion unit, velocity time graphs. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this episode's going to give you everything you need to walk into your exam feeling completely confident. So grab a pen and paper because we're going to work through this together. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to read a velocity time graph, calculate acceleration, find displacement, and avoid the classic mistakes that cost students marks every single year. Let's start with the big picture. Why do velocity time graphs matter? Well, in physics, we love graphs because they tell a story about motion. A velocity time graph is essentially a movie of how an object's speed and direction change over time. And the brilliant thing is, once you know how to read one, you can extract an enormous amount of information from it. The OCR specification, under topic 1.7, asks you to do two main things. Find acceleration from the gradient, and find displacement from the area under the graph. Those two skills are the heart of this entire topic. Now, let's make sure we're crystal clear on what velocity actually means, because this is where a lot of students go wrong right from the start. Velocity is not the same as speed. Speed is a scalar quantity. It only tells you how fast something is moving. Velocity is a vector quantity. It tells you both how fast and in which direction. So when we talk about a velocity time graph, the y-axis represents velocity in meters per second, and it can be positive, zero, or even negative. A negative velocity means the object is moving in the opposite direction to what we've defined as positive. The x-axis represents time in seconds. Every point on the graph tells you the velocity of the object at that specific moment in time. Right, let's talk about the shapes you'll see on a velocity time graph and what they mean. This is your bread and butter for the exam. First shape, a straight line going upward from left to right. This means the object is accelerating at a constant rate. The velocity is increasing steadily over time. Think of a car pulling away from traffic lights. It starts slow and gets faster at a steady rate. Second shape, a horizontal flat line. Now here is one of the most common mistakes in the entire GCSE physics exam, so listen very carefully. A horizontal line on a velocity time graph means constant velocity. The object is moving, but its speed is not changing. It is not stationary. I cannot stress this enough. Students who confuse velocity time graphs with distance time graphs often think a flat line means the object has stopped. It does not. On a velocity time graph, a flat line means constant speed. The only time an object is stationary on a velocity time graph is when the line is on the x-axis itself. That is when velocity equals zero. Third shape. A straight line going downward from left to right. This means the object is decelerating. Its velocity is decreasing over time. Think of a car braking to a stop. Now, a negative gradient does not necessarily mean the object is moving backwards. It means the object is slowing down. The object only moves backwards if the line actually crosses below the x-axis into negative velocity values. Fourth shape, a curved line. This is higher tier territory, and we'll come back to this in detail later. A curved line means the acceleration is changing. The object is not accelerating at a constant rate. Now let's get into the mathematics. This is where the marks really are. Skill number one, calculating acceleration from the gradient. The formula for acceleration is acceleration equals change in velocity divided by change in time. We write this as A equals delta V divided by delta t. The gradient of a straight line on a velocity time graph gives you the acceleration directly. Here's how you calculate it, step by step. Step one, choose two points on the line that are as far apart as possible. The further apart your points, the more accurate your gradient calculation will be. Examiners award a mark specifically for choosing appropriate points. Step two, read off the velocity values and time values at those two points. Let's say your two points are at time equals 2 seconds with velocity 4 meters per second, and time equals 8 seconds with velocity 16 meters per second. Step three, calculate the change in velocity. That's 16 minus 4, which equals 12 meters per second. Step four, calculate the change in time. That's 8 minus 2, which equals 6 seconds. Step five, divide change in velocity by change in time. That's 12 divided by 6, which equals 2 meters per second squared. Step 6, and this is a mark that candidates frequently throw away, always include the correct units. Acceleration is measured in meters per second squared, written as m sec squared or ms to the minus 2. The OCR mark scheme explicitly awards one mark for correct units, so never leave them out. Skill number 2, calculating displacement from the area under the graph. This is arguably the trickier skill, but once you understand the logic, it becomes very straightforward. The area under a velocity time graph represents the displacement of the object, that is, how far it has traveled from its starting position. Why does this work? Think about it this way. Velocity is measured in meters per second. Time is measured in seconds. When you multiply velocity by time, the seconds cancel out and you're left with meters, which is displacement. The area under the graph is literally velocity multiplied by time for each tiny moment added together. Now, the key skill is splitting the area into simple geometric shapes. The OCR mark scheme specifically credits candidates who split the area into rectangles and triangles. For a rectangle, area equals base multiplied by height. In graph terms, that's time multiplied by velocity. For a triangle, area equals 1/2 multiplied by base multiplied by height. This is where many students lose marks. They forget the 1/2 factor. Please, please, please remember the half. It costs so many students a mark every year. Let me walk you through an example. Imagine a velocity time graph where an object accelerates from rest. That means 0 meters per second to 20 meters per second over 5 seconds, then travels at a constant 20 meters per second for another 10 seconds. The first section, the acceleration phase, forms a triangle. Base equals 5 seconds. Height equals 20 meters per second. Area equals 1/2 times 5 times 20 equals 50 meters. The second section, the constant velocity phase, forms a rectangle. Base equals 10 seconds. Height equals 20 meters per second. Area equals 10 times 20 equals 200 meters. Total displacement equals 50 plus 200 equals 250 meters. My top tip for area calculations. Before you start calculating, physically draw lines on the graph to divide the area into rectangles and triangles. This visual step ensures you don't miss any section and it shows the examiner exactly what you're doing, which can earn you method marks even if your final answer is slightly wrong. Now let's talk about higher tier content. Curved velocity time graphs and instantaneous acceleration. If the line on a velocity time graph is curved rather than straight, it means the acceleration is not constant. It's changing over time. You cannot simply calculate the gradient of the whole curve because the gradient is different at every point. Instead, to find the instantaneous acceleration at a specific moment in time, you need to draw a tangent to the curve at that point. A tangent is a straight line that just touches the curve at one point without crossing it. The gradient of this tangent gives you the instantaneous acceleration at that moment. Here's how to draw a tangent accurately. First, identify the point on the curve where you need to find the acceleration. Second, place your ruler so it just touches the curve at that single point, and the ruler lies along the direction the curve is heading at that moment, not cutting through the curve. Third, draw the tangent line as long as possible across the graph. This is crucial. The longer your tangent line, the more accurately you can calculate its gradient, because small errors in drawing have less effect over a longer line. The OCR examiner's guidance specifically notes this as best practice. Fourth, choose two points on your tangent line that are as far apart as possible, read off their coordinates, and calculate the gradient exactly as you would for a straight line graph. Examiners will accept a range of answers for tangent questions because drawing a tangent by hand introduces some unavoidable imprecision. You will not be penalized for a slightly different answer as long as your method is clearly shown. Now let's move into exam tips and the most common mistakes. This section is gold. These are the things that separate an A from a C, and they come up year after year. Common mistake number 1, confusing velocity time graphs with distance time graphs. This is the number 1 error. On a distance time graph, a horizontal line means stationary. On a velocity time graph, a horizontal line means constant velocity. The moment you receive a graph question in the exam, your very first action should be to check the y-axis label. Is it distance or velocity? This single check can save you from throwing away multiple marks. Common mistake number 2, forgetting the half when calculating the area of a triangle. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Area of a triangle equals 1/2 times base times height. Write it on your hand if you have to. Examiners see this error constantly. The area of a triangular section is always half of what you'd get if you treated it as a rectangle. Common mistake number three, calculating the mean of the start and end velocities instead of the gradient when asked for acceleration. Some students think, well, the velocity starts at 4 and ends at 16. So the acceleration is 4 plus 16 divided by 2, which is 10. That is completely wrong. Acceleration is the rate of change of velocity, which means you must calculate the gradient, change in velocity divided by change in time. Always use the gradient method. Common mistake number four, misinterpreting a negative gradient. A negative gradient on a velocity time graph means deceleration. The object is slowing down. It does not automatically mean the object is moving backwards. The object only moves backwards if the velocity line is below the x-axis, showing a negative velocity value. A line that slopes downward but stays above the x-axis represents an object that is slowing down but still moving in the positive direction. Common mistake number five, using incorrect units. Acceleration must be expressed in meters per second squared. If you write meters per second, you will lose the units mark. Always check your units before moving on. Now, let's talk about command words, because the word at the start of a question tells you exactly what the examiner wants. If the question says calculate, you must show all your working, use the correct formula, substitute values, and give a numerical answer with units. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks for correct working. If the question says describe, you need to say what is happening to the motion. For example, the object accelerates at a constant rate from rest to 20 meters per second over 5 seconds. Use numbers from the graph whenever possible. If the question says explain, you need to say what is happening and why. For example, the gradient of the line is positive, which means the velocity is increasing, therefore the object is accelerating. If the question says estimate, this usually means you need to draw a tangent to a curve. The word estimate signals that an exact answer is not possible, and the examiner expects you to use a graphical method with some inherent imprecision. A quick note on mark allocations and timing. As a general rule, allow approximately 1 minute per mark. A 6-mark calculation question should take you about 6 to 7 minutes. For graph questions, always show your construction lines, the dashed lines you draw to read off values. These demonstrate your method to the examiner and can earn you marks even if your reading is slightly off. For multi-step calculations, always write down the formula first, then substitute values, then calculate. Never just write the answer. The mark scheme awards individual marks for each step, so showing your working is essential. Now it's time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give you the answer. Cover your notes and test yourself. Question one, what does the gradient of a velocity time graph represent? Think about it. The answer is acceleration. Specifically, it equals change in velocity divided by change in time with units of meters per second squared. Question two, what does a horizontal line on a velocity time graph tell you about the motion? Think about it. The answer is the object is moving at constant velocity. Its speed is not changing. It is not stationary. Question three, how do you calculate the displacement from a velocity time graph? Think about it. The answer is you calculate the area under the graph, split the area into rectangles and triangles, calculate each area separately, and add them together. Question four, what formula do you use for the area of a triangle, and why is this important for velocity time graphs? Think about it. The answer is area equals 1/2 times base times height. This is important because triangular sections of a velocity time graph represent acceleration or deceleration phases, and forgetting the 1/2 factor will give you double the correct displacement. Question five, higher tier only. How do you find the instantaneous acceleration from a curved velocity time graph? Think about it. The answer is you draw a tangent to the curve at the required point, then calculate the gradient of that tangent using 2 points as far apart as possible. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's finish with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Number one, the gradient of a velocity time graph gives you acceleration. Use the formula, acceleration equals change in velocity divided by change in time. Always include units of meters per second squared. Number two, the area under a velocity time graph gives you displacement. Split the area into rectangles and triangles. Remember the 1/2 factor for triangles. Number three, a horizontal line means constant velocity, not stationary. Always check the y-axis label to confirm you're reading a velocity time graph, not a distance time graph. Number four, A negative gradient means deceleration, slowing down. The object only moves backwards if velocity is negative. Number 5, for curved graphs, draw a tangent at the required point to find instantaneous acceleration. Draw the tangent as long as possible for accuracy. This is higher tier content. Number 6, always show your working, use correct formulas, and include units. These are individual mark scoring opportunities you cannot afford to miss. Number 7, practice reading values from graphs carefully, and always draw construction lines to show the examiner how you read the graph. That's it for today's episode. You've covered the full OCR specification content for velocity time graphs, including higher tier tangent work, area calculations, and all the key exam techniques. Keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, the more graphs you read, the more natural it becomes. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. See you in the next episode.